I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost is the name of the podcast series, and we are on location right now. And we are at the Sanford Naval Academy in Central Florida, a place that is reported to be haunted. We have spent the better part of an evening here.
We spent the night.
And as of yet, it's been fairly quiet.
This it's is 2 in the morning. This is going to get out of here.
This is the last of the podcast we're going to do from this side, and we have a few more we're going to go back into the studio and do for you. But guys, we're about at the end of the run here. We have run around in the dark. We've looked at some stuff. Richard, you're skeptical about the activity that's taking place here.
He thinks there's a cover up.
It's all I've seen. This guy, I already told you, his eyes move independent of each other. It's a noticeable sign of something wrong. I don't know what it is yet, but everything's freshly painted, carpeted, latches changed. That's all I see.
And so they're really, there's sense of a cover-up. You really think that this is a X-File type of situation?
Trust no one. That's a slogan here.
Okay. We've seen a door cracked open.
Yes, very bizarre.
We've actually moved through most of this building. It's been relatively quiet except for us. Of course, we're not the quietest
that ain't
people.
Quiet. Except for Michael.
The quiet one.
Now, let me ask you all a question before we wrap up here, though. I mean, you know, it's late. This is an old building, and it's a... And when the lights are out, it does get pretty dark in here.
Mm-hmm. As most places.
So, would you... I mean, our guest has said, you know, that he doesn't work here at night anymore, alone. If you were in that situation, I mean, would you kind of get a little squeamish sitting around here at night all by yourself?
I was in the stairwell by myself while we were filming in other locations, and I have to admit, I was looking over my shoulder a little bit.
Were you really?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening very intently at, you know, any kind of sound or not. I heard a slight creak by myself, but if I was by myself here, I would probably hurry out of the office myself. So that I can verify from the from the interview that we conducted.
Leanne, what about you? Would you stick around here? Get uncomfortable working around here late at night?
I don't know. I would like to say no, but until I'm there, I don't know what I would do. Really.
Well, let's find out. You're staying the rest of the night.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being yes and 1 being no, are you braver than Richard because he said he would leave?
Oh, put me right at 5. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Way to commit, Lee.
Now, I mean, Michael, what about you? I mean, if you were here by yourself at night, what's the...
You know what? I would have to do a whole lot of self-talk to stay, because this building really is. It's creaky. It's, you know, as I'm even rocking in my chair, I'm hearing the squeaks, and I know it's the ground underneath me, but if I'm by myself, I'm hearing squeaks 10, 15 feet behind me. As I'm rocking on my chair, I'm not sure I'd be hanging out here or feel real good. I certainly wouldn't feel good about it. Yeah. I might hang out, but...
Yeah. Debbie, what about you?
I'm out of here.
You're gone? Yeah. Now you wouldn't hang out here at night by yourself?
No.
Really?
No. That's my karate training.
Just avoid that situation.
Just avoid, yeah. Leave. Yeah.
Jeff?
I would probably have to talk myself into it as well. I'd probably be the kind of guy that would sit here, kind of like our guest did here the first time, kind of walk through, take a look around, think, okay, that was just odd or weird, not think anything of it, and after it happened more than one time, it probably would get my attention a little bit. I probably could talk myself into it. But again, the building, and of course, as listeners, you guys don't see what we've seen. I mean, this building really is, it's an older building that has been remodeled, and that's been done very well. So what we're sitting in right now is very nicely done. But even to get to here, there's lots of stairwells, lots of rooms that seem to be...
Staircases to nowhere. That's not normal, my friend.
You know, there's also lots of storage areas and there's
flying buttresses,
gargoyles,
all of those kinds of things. So I mean, it can get a little spooky, I guess, for lack of a better term.
I'd be talking myself down off the ledge a lot. Yeah, I would.
Now that we've been here all evening, let's ask our guest. We've been here all evening. We've looked around. We haven't found anything per se. Would it be, you know, are you going to start working here at night now?
If you guys will come and keep me company.
I mean, you know, it's just one of those times, too, where, you know, as we talked about before, those moments that you get fearful, there is something about us that when we're just by ourselves and the noises and our imagination starts to work overtime, that can scare you. And we talked about that earlier in the month when we talked about kind of debunking and really taking an honest look at what's going on and what might be causing the noise. It's when you can't find those answers that you begin to think, okay, something's up. And so we're going to go back from here. We're going to call it a night, wrap it up, put up all the equipment, and go back to the studio for the rest of these. Richard, if someone wants to find us online, how do they do that?
They can find us online at www.touchandchange.com, or also we have another special website, facethefearhouse.com,
right,
where you can learn more about our end-of-the-month celebration of the mystery of the season.
You're better with your eyes closed talking.
It's like there's a certain amount of words that have to be consumed in a given day. He's going to give them all in.
And you just fall in for the day's over.
I'm trying to say nothing that would be...
Give away what we do?
Yes.
Yeah, our fall event's pretty spectacular. It's a lot of fun. And also, if you could get to that fall event, you could actually get a DVD of the investigation that we did here.
Yeah.
And then see that we really were
and
off.
And it is riveting, let me tell you.
Yeah, it is. And you can actually see that we were here, see some of the sites that we're talking about, and actually see the places that we
explain
were
explain some things about Richard.
Yeah.
He explains a lot. Live
and in person. Yeah, he explains a lot. So
larger than
life. We'd invite you to go to facethefearhouse.com and find out about that event. And it's an annual event, so you feel free to check that out. And thanks for letting us come.
Oh, yes. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Bob.
We had a great time, George. And we will meet the rest of you between your ears next time on I Ain't Afraid of a Ghost.